Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Reports suggest that Manchester City have begun contract extension talks with midfielder Bernardo Silva, 3 years out from his current deal expiring. The 27-year-old was close to leaving City last summer to move to Spain, but club bosses are believed to be encouraged by initial talks between the two parties, with City's propensity for possession-based play a key factor in convincing the Portugal international to stay beyond 2025. Moving on, and City's prospective goalkeeper dilemma at the weekend eased as Zach Steffen was spotted in training on Wednesday. Steffen had missed the USA's fixtures this week with a back injury, with the US men's national team taking his situation day by day. But with Steffen remaining in England all the time, had he missed the FA Cup clash with Fulham on Saturday, it could have thrown City into something of a goalkeeping crisis, with Edison potentially unavailable too. Edison has been away with Brazil, with them having played their final World Cup qualifier of this round on Wednesday, before he and Gabriel Jesus head back to Manchester. Given the 3 days between games, but significant travel from Brazil to England, City may not have preferred to use Edison this weekend. If both senior goalkeepers were unavailable, that could have seen Scott Carlson given just his second City appearance, while there was a new youngster in training at under-18 stopper George Murray-Jones took shots from the first team. Finally, James McAtee has named Phil Foden as the senior City star he looks up to, as he proves there is a path to the first team for the club's young players. McAtee is one of several extremely talented prospects coming through City's academy, and he's put an end to speculation that he could leave the Etihad by committing his future to the club. Well, talking about his inspiration, he said, "I know he's only young, but I would have to say Phil Foden. The way he's shown the academy players that it's possible, I would have to say him. It gives us all a bit of hope, and they don't feel like it's never going to happen." That's all for now. We'll have more later.